Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. In case you missed it earlier, congrats to Ben Hayes. He had Richmond. Loved them. He's got a big play today. You're going to want to get in on this pick. And it's available to the public at winnersandwiners.com. You get it for free if you text VSiN to 320-350-3500. Text VSiN 320-350-3500, and a bang-up job. Great previews on all the games at Winners and Winers as well. Good job, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, so kicking off this hour with a little NFL, and we will get to, you know, the madness, day number two and the weekend coming up as well. In fact, I'm looking at a tweet right now from HoshPosh8 on Twitter.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I sent out a tweet last night that Davante Adams wanted to play with Derek Carr again instead of Aaron Rodgers. Hosh Posh tells me, dude, it's a lot more money when you factor in state income taxes he's getting to save on, plus better weather, no-brainer.
Uh-huh.
No, I get that. The state income tax is huge. In fact, talk to our producer, Dustin, who just moved here from California, and if he sees an impact on that not paying 12.5% in California. Huge, right?
Yeah.
But
how about John Rene Goulet? Goulet had a good point, too, about, mm-hmm. Explain the Dolphins in.
Yeah. So, no state tax in Florida.
Yeah.
Why are they no
right.
good?
He's right.
How about Jacksonville?
That's a good call.
They sign a lot of guys, but they're never any good. You're going from, you can put Aaron Rodgers wherever you want to put him. I don't care where you rank him, whatever. But he's one of the best of all time. We can agree on that. In terms of the regular season, you're going to willfully go from that to Derek Carr. And my point is, clearly, like, Las Vegas is a better spot to live in than Green Bay. You have to put up, though, with like Green Bay and the weather for, what, 5 months out of the year? 5.5 months out of the year? You can't navigate that?
That's tough. It's not... I mean, I remember the Mandarich comments. It's a village. But there's no... There is no culture, if you get my drift.
Well, here, I will never forget this. In fact, I forget which Green Bay player it was, but after covering like a bunch of Super Bowls in a row, you joke around with these players. You said yesterday you wanted to tell Tom Brady that U2 was overrated. you always wanted to do that. You did.
I did.
So I tracked down like a Green Bay a media day one day. I'm just like, tell me, like, what do you do for fun in Green Bay during the season?
Sure.
His response, not joking. You go to Best Buy.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it?
Well, it was
you go bowling?
Yeah. I hope things have changed, but remember the Reggie White quote. Remember that you told the guys they're gonna fans will come up to you if you're African American and say, which one are you? It's backwoods there. So I mean that's wild. But that's
I would hope that it's progressed a little bit in the last 30 years.
I don't know. You would hope, but I don't know.
I would hope.
That was it's a weird scene.
There's not a lot to do.
It's a weird scene. Yeah, there is. Right. There's not a lot to do either. Right.
Now, so this team is, again, this was quickly pointed out by a lot of people yesterday. The Packers are 7-0 when Adams doesn't play. Yeah. That's kind of a reach to me, but we'll see how these other receivers develop. Do you trust Lazard to turn into a number one receiver? I clearly do not. And then who do they go out and sign right now in free agency? Like, if you're telling me Julio Jones, I mean, Julio Jones is one of my favorite receivers of all time. He hasn't been able to play for like 3 years. Jarvis Landry's a nice player, but he'd be a slot guy.
They couldn't get Allen Robinson?
I can't believe that.
I love that guy, and he went to the Rams.
You imagine Robinson?
The Rams are getting everybody.
Yeah, so they afford everybody, and he'll put up really good numbers with Matthew Stafford in that offense across from Cooper Kupp. Robinson would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Robinson can be a one.
Yeah.
And now they're going to... See, this whole thing, the way that they've screwed up the last couple of drafts, they simply could have taken T. Higgins or another receiver in the 2020 draft, and they refused to do it.
Well, I mean, it's the love pick. It just looks...
Is he going to... Will he ever play in Green Bay?
No.
Without a Rodgers
injury? No, right. I was just going to say that. No. How about the Bills giving Von Miller all that money? I mean, that's another one. It's like, all right, big name.
Yeah.
What do you...
It's more, I think the 6 for $120 is misleading. It's more like 3 for half that or maybe a little bit more than half. But also then, how about the AFC West?
Loaded. I mean, what are these win totals going to be? My God. Mac and Jackson of the Chargers. Almost a playoff team. Raiders. Don't poo-poo it. We're a playoff team. And they get arguably the best wide receiver in football. Wilson of the Broncos. Raiders also get Jones. More moves could be coming. Oh, by the way, the Chiefs. Jesus.
They're still there.
Right. And the other thing, what a shock this would be. And I understand the relationship and ball boy and all that, but imagine if the Falcons get Watson. Who had that? And it's down to the football talk saying, it's down to the Saints and Falcons.
Well, expand that. What do you mean by imagine if they, because they don't have a lot to work with there.
I'd be a big surprise if he would go. I think, well, no matter where
he goes.
Okay,
so you're talking
now.
About in terms of overall surprise and what it would.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it'd be Carolina or maybe Tampa, something before the Brady news,
of course,
obviously,
right.
But this is right. But to be, if it could be the Saints or Atlanta.
Oh, you think Carolina makes sense?
The Matt Ryan deal. I thought for sure it'd be Carolina.
Carolina, to me, makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, because the owner was just, he wanted him in the worst way.
You put Watson as the QB with the Panthers and what he has to work with there. And, Matt Rhule so far, 2 years as a pro coach, doesn't look like, he's Vince Lombardi by any stretch, but he could turn it around. And defensively, they've drafted that way. They've kind of, tried to get better on that side of the ball over the years with free agency and in the draft. So if he would go there, I think that they're a playoff team. In Atlanta, he's going to be throwing there's no Calvin Ridley. For at least a year.
Yeah.
He's going to have Kyle Pitts and, like, is Cordarrelle Patterson going to play like that again?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. All fair points. Absolutely. How about update some props? You made a good point during the break. If you bet the SEC over, you couldn't get a win on a Kentucky
two-seed.
Oh, it's a killer. SEC was 10.5. West Coast, 5.5. You get the St. Mary's win, you might get another one.
How close were you to getting another one with San Francisco last night?
Yeah, I was right.
They come from behind.
You almost had that too, right? Mountain West, 2.5. 2.5 for the Mountain West.
You know what I should have done?
That's it. That's an 0-4.
I should have actually, because I didn't like the juice. It was under 2 plus 130. It was under 2.5 minus 160.
Yes.
If that was minus 130 or 140, I would have bet both of them.
Big 12, 9.5. Big 10, 11. Big East, 6.5. Atlantic, 10.5. Cash it. Richmond gets it done.
Yeah, there you go.
ACC, 5. AAC, 2.5.
Well, that was a nice win for...
They need that with Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis.
Right.
And for the ACC, the way North Carolina looked yesterday. And that Baylor number is short because of how the Tar Heels played.
Oh, that was a great... Yeah, great job. Wow.
I mean...
Over in 5 minutes. Five, 10 minutes. Like, okay, that's... I'm on to another game. What do we got?
I get this. You cannot throw out the game against Vatek in the ACC tournament. But North Carolina's had a couple of games now... recently, where they have just been awesome. And they have the talent.
Yep.
They have tons of talent. And I have them at 32-1 to make the Final Four.
There you go.
And so if they can get by Baylor, there's no Kentucky in the bottom half. That thing might all of a sudden be, you know, turn into something that's live.
Mm-hmm. Anything Saturday?
I'm with Matt. I think St. Peter's catching 8.
Too much? That's always tough.
That's a big number.
That's always tough, right? You had the unbelievable win. You're an 18-point dog, and can you do it again now?
Right.
A short turnaround.
But Matt
said Murray State's off the wild one, going to overtime and the late game, though, too.
And Heumann said he made the number about 5.5. I thought it was going to be like 6.5. Yeah. But they open 8. That, to me, feels like a big number.
And St. Mary's against UCLA? I know Tim likes St. Mary's, too.
Yeah, plus the 3.
Yeah, against UCLA. And that is a short number to start the day Saturday. I mean, when did you see this? When did you see, I know the injury, but you got a one seed. The defending champs only laying 5.
I know. All right, so there's also another game that you like. Again, Tim Murray likes it. It's UAB and Houston tonight. You both like Houston. They're a Final Four team from last year. Kelvin Sampson is a really good coach, and he was asked if having experienced tournament players is an advantage.
I think that's overrated. You know, look how many teams depend on freshmen. They've never been. You know, look at the first time we beat San Diego State and coulda, woulda, shoulda, Michigan. Those teams had never been. So veteran guys don't handle it well. Some new guys are great at it. I think it just comes down to that kid's personality. It sounds good that you've got veterans back, but it's hard to make the tournament. I never lose sight. I think most coaches would tell you, we went to the Final Four last year, and immediately people said, we're going to go to the Final Four again. Are you nuts? This school hadn't been in 100 years. Now you think we'll go twice in 2 years? There's a reason why they hadn't been, or why most schools don't go. You know, when's the last time, just pick a school that you think's great. When's the last time they went to back-to-back Final Fours?
By the way, that's a great question.
Yes.
And as Matt Heumann's pointed out off the air today, Calipari has not made the Final Four in 8 years. Okay.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's a great answer and a good question, too. Mm-hmm. And he's also right about the tournament experience and all the freshmen. It is wild that, Ken Palm and the numbers and where you see Houston as power rated. And what, because Ken Palm has them 4th. And then in the net, they were 3rd.
Sure.
Right? And then look at their seed. But as Tim talked about, quad 1, 0-4. Who'd they beat? And also bad free throw shooting team. So, and again, I'll go back to, I trust and respect Conference USA, and they deliver almost every year. So it's too many points to me with UAB. DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette slots, plus live dealer table games. And just this week, the DraftKings Casino paid out some huge wins. A player bet $6 and won $33,000 on What the Fox Megaways.
Ooh.
Another bet $6 and won $41,000 on Assassin Moon. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. You claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000. DraftKings is starting you off with $50 in free credits just for signing up. Download the app and use code VEASAN to claim this offer. Got to be 21. Casino. DraftKings.com for full details.
Best bets from Bruce Marshall coming up in about 15 minutes. Up next, we will recap the betting action from yesterday. Line moves, bad beats, upsets, and win some, lose some.
Hey.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Oh, the madness. It delivers every year. My God. And how about that? Are we going to get upsets? What's going to happen? Are they coming? After what happened when the favorites started 9-0? In Dayton and then the early games, but St. Peter's money line 15-1. Big dogs against Kentucky. Will a 15 seed win a game? That also cashes, yes, plus 360 in some spots. Richmond money line 4-1. I'm telling you, it's the second half. I'm like, they're not winning. I was losing this game. I mean, I just Richmond in play, it was juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Iowa for you and McCaffrey.
No, that is.
That's tough. I mean, he's never made it to the second weekend, past the first weekend, rather. That's a bad loss.
Paul, got to call it like we see it, though.
Come on.
The referees have to call that foul. Yeah. Murray absolutely got slapped on the forearm. He's shooting a three. You can't miss that.
Yeah. New Mexico State money line plus 250. Great performance. Misleading. I mean, really took it to UConn in that game. Great performance by the Aggies. Georgia State from 27 down to 22. Lost by 21. That is tied in the second half. But about 10 minutes, I think. 12 minutes. And then Gonzaga goes on the big run. They almost cover. Oh, Murray State plus 2 went off the favorite because of the injury. Wild finish there as well. They blow a big lead and they win in overtime and cover. Providence, South Dakota State under 151 down to 148. 66-57. They also were up big. And then South Dakota State cut it to 3. But that was the in-play early was got as high as 153.5. Completely died after the hot start. First nine favorites covered in the tournament, as I mentioned, and Win Some Mountain West Conference prop under 2.5 wins. That's an offer, folks. And that is now 14-33 straight up since 2010.
File that one away.
With good seeds, mind you.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a 14-15 business. Ridiculous. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends. get up to VSiN, everything we offer, and to see these great videos. This guy is busted, caught red-handed. He's got his face in the bag, the dog food, and the owner walks in. What are you doing? And he spits it out and runs away.
He got me. He got me.
He's like, I'm not even, okay, that's it. I'm just going to spit the food out, too, that he was busted. That's a tough one, right? As he gets him. And this, I just wanted to ride the scooter. I desperately want to ride the scooter. Look at it. Little guy, come. Can I get up there? Kicky. I got it. Okay, I got it. He's going to get up there, the little fella. Like, way the tail and the tail and the legs going back, and he finally gets up there after about a good 20 seconds. Good for him. Come to town, visit. 75 degrees. You know, maybe not the hoodie. You get scolded for that. But look at the girls. Huh? What a great time at Stadium Swim. Hanging out with Evan, little bottle service, and the eye candy. The gal on the left's from Canada. Toronto, sure. Look at that. That put your hands in the air like you just don't care. Yeah. Look at that. And the other guy.
That they did.
The new. You tell me they were doing this last week too. You talk about lighting money on fire. The food's awesome too. Lighting the money on fire. Guy's buying like 3 bottles of champagne, and then the girls just spray them. They spray the champagne. The guy jumps in the pool. That's the new thing now.
It happened last week.
I'm on board.
And by the way, so I'm sitting in the pool last week on the actual like stair that's on the opposite side right here. So I'm 10 feet away from where this guy comes running in. The last step, he missed.
Oh!
And I could feel it when his knees hit the stair in the bottom of the pool. I could feel it 10 feet away. I was like, oh, that's gotta hurt. He gets up from the pool. You couldn't even see it on his face. Now, who knows how many drinks he was in, but I was like, that's what you gotta do. You can't let anybody know that you hit the stair like that. I thought blood was gonna be coming out, whatever, but
I know.
He was sucked it up like a man.
All right, how about the Royale with cheese? Yeah, this is on St. Paddy's Day. It's a guy got dealt the Royal on 5 play with multipliers. That's a nice payday, almost $3,000. What a feeling. Don't update anything. It'll lock up on its own. Beautiful jackpot. Delta Royal. And this was sent in from the Army. He was at the win. He said his first spin. All right, popcorn money. Look at this. $4,000 gets the Royal on the first crack. That, I've never heard of that one. What a feeling that must be. Lose some. St. Mary's, Indiana under. 127 down to 124. What a performance by St. Mary's. I didn't see that coming. I don't know. I guess it's easy to say the travel and the delay and everything caught up with Indiana, but wow.
Well, who did see it coming?
Sure. Blowout? Yeah. Indiana took money late. So did Richmond, though, too. One, lose some. I mean, we have a new leader in the clubhouse. We're living in a society. Oh. Trimming your nails, toenails at church? Are you kidding? With the receipts to prove it, the pictures? Oh, my God.
Well, imagine if we got that on an airplane.
Sure.
That's when you open up the door and throw them out the plane. Like, okay, good riddance. See you later.
I mean, the people, the priest, everyone, got to be just sitting there doing them a tumble. What's going on?
You know how bad that is?
Oh, God.
Anywhere.
And then in church.
In church, toenails everywhere. Like, that's on a scale from 1 to 10. That's pushing a 10, is it not?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's your big boy. That's your big boy. One bad beat, San Diego State laying 2. Up 9 with 2 minutes. Up 9. Coach Cal was livid. We can't blow. We're up 8. We up 9 with 2 minutes, and they lost. And Creighton gets the win in overtime.
Like some of these losses now, going back the last couple of, and this is the story in college basketball anyway, like you feel like you made a great bet, and you did. Like you're on the right side, especially if you had like San Diego State money line to cap off the day, and they blow that, and then Murray State almost followed them.
Yeah.
By blowing an 8-point lead in the final 2 minutes.
Yep. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in each Friday. Get a 20% profit boost on the NHL. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Jeff Borzello, who was on the show. 8 games decided by single digits. 6 lower-seeded teams advanced. 4 double-digit seeds won. 3 overtimes. Meet back here in 12 hours. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God.
Some of the numbers today that KenPom has. He has Texas over Vitek 64-62. He's got Bama by 2. Ken Pomeroy, by the way, analytical college basketball analyst. He's been doing this for like 20-plus years. Very good with his numbers. People have trusted his numbers now for a long, long time. He's got Bama 78-76 over Notre Dame. I think that game's going to have a lot of points.
Yeah, I think so.
He has Davidson winning by a point over Michigan State, so pretty much a coin flip. LSU by 3 over Iowa State. Illinois by 5 over Chattanooga. What does he have? He's got Arizona 90-70. Yep. Okay. I think that's going to be in the ballpark today. That's I like the over in that game.
Yeah, it's a tough card today. I like Ohio State to start today. But then, I mean, you got the 215s and the 14-3 run, rather. The Votek Texas. I mean, look at these low point spreads, too, in some of these games. And, I mean, all the problems, at least the LSU firing Wade. But Iowa State, offensive efficiency since February, 228.
That sounds about right.
And they can't make free throws either. But I like the Enfield angle in USC. 10-1 ATS run in the tournament. And the rebounding margin, huge disparity in points to way of USC. Huge.
Yeah. A lot of people will point out, by the way, quickly point out, that he's not a very good coach. But then come tournament time, how do you ignore this?
I can't say that.
With what we do in betting, 10-1 in the tournament?
And what he did at Gulf Coast was phenomenal.
It was great.
Not only did they go to the Sweet 16, they were up big in both games. That'll never happen again. A 15 is going to go to the Sweet 16, and they led by 15 in both games? Or 12, I think it was?
Yeah, that part probably will not
happen. They dominated.
Yeah. I mean, because we're very close to getting, by very close, I mean an 8-point dog in the second round. But St. Peter's, if they beat Murray State, are you going to be surprised? How can you be?
No.
They just beat Kentucky.
No. But what he did at Gulf Coast was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Dunk City, whatever they call it.
By the way, I did have some people agree with me on Twitter when I said that earlier. I had a nice start to the day yesterday for the tournament. I feel like it was all eliminated because I lost my Kentucky futures.
Yeah.
And people are like, yep, in the same boat. Good day. Had an awesome number on Kentucky. They lose like that on the first day. That is a donkey kick to the stomach.
They got me with the props, too, on that one, too. Yep. If you're going to win big, you got to bring the juice. With Juice Reel, take your winnings to a whole new level. Juice Reel is the new app that allows you to sync your bets for almost any sportsbook or website. Download the app from the App Store, and your bet history is imported in seconds. Not only that, get analytics on your performance, how you've done on straight bets, more data to help you make the best bet. They analyze what your bet is worth in real time, so you're always in the game. Download Juice Reel from the App Store. It's free. Juice Reel, R-E-E-L, and let their technology help you win.
Email here, ftm@vsin.com from Eric. Guys, I've been to Cal's, meaning Coach Calipari's, father-son camp on campus at UK for 4 years straight. He's great with parents, great with kids, and a great recruiter, but he is by far the worst in-game coach at a big program I've ever seen, not even close.
Mm.
The guy can't coach a lick.
Wow. Yeah.
His in-game stuff is, and this goes back for many, many years, has no clue how to draw anything up offensively.
That's big. That is big.
Yeah.
That separates the men from the boys. What can you draw up out of a timeout?
Yep.
You know?
Yep. When you need a bucket.
I know. You have to have it's the Allen Boston line. Well, you got to have a play. It's a long season. This is it. The biggest game of the year. You have to have a play. Yep. What can you draw up? You got to run something good here.
And it never happens.
I know.
Nope. Let's follow the money here on VSiN. More emails coming in. Totally devastated after the Kentucky loss. Yeah, brackets, by the way. Bye-bye after yesterday.
Sure.
Surprise, surprise. Bruce Marshall joins us coming up next. His best bets for day two coming up.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Wendy's and Adult Swim's Rick and Morty teaming up to invite Las Vegas locals and basketball fans to the first ever Morty's Mayhem pop-up. Located at Resorts World, the East Garden Plaza, they show off the screen and onto the strip with never-before-seen animations of the breakfast characters of Wendy's in the Rick and Morty universe and the return of the elusive Pickle Rick Pickle Frosty. Check out Wendy's Morton's Mayhem at Resorts World right here in Vegas. 17 million brackets submitted to ESPN. 161 are perfect.
So 161 had St. Peter's.
I can't believe it.
Just taking long shots like that.
Yeah, there you go. He was fantastic last week. Another go with Bruce Marshall at Bruce A. Marshall on Twitter. And it joins us to talk tournament. Let's start with it's an intriguing game, too, and with the point spread as well. You had one team who's hot who won the conference tournament in Virginia Tech and one team that went out early in Texas. What do you think of this matchup, Bruce?
Yeah, by the way, 161 still perfect. That means that 161 picked St. Peter's. That means some priests had to be involved in this.
Yes.
Those are the only ones who would have picked St. Peter's. Virginia Tech and Texas. This is very interesting. I was talking about this on another show earlier this week. You've got, this is the conference tournament extremes here. One made a real run through the conference tournaments like that, Virginia Tech, and one went out early. However, and that being Texas, however, you know, history has shown us that sometimes the Texas route is not the worst thing to have happen going into the dance. You get an extra few days of rest. Texas knew it was going to the tournament. Virginia Tech's going to have some problems, I think, replicating what it did in Brooklyn last week. Having said that, though, Virginia Tech started playing better before it got to Brooklyn last week, though. This has been going on for over a month with them. The three-point shooting has really picked up. Different guys have stepped up here. Couture stepped up with 31 last week against in the final against Duke. Storm Murphy's had some big games lately. This team's shooting 38% now beyond the arc. And Mutz and Aluma are pretty darn active and good down on the blocks. They've been playing too well for too long to just dismiss that as a blip last week against the ACC teams in Brooklyn. I'm not sure about Texas right now. The offense looks like it's sputtering. I think Virginia Tech gets them, so I'm going to go with the hot team in the conference tourney angle and take the Hokies.
Okay. What do you make of Iowa State and LSU? Iowa State was terrible down the stretch, and LSU fires Wade.
I know, and that makes me think maybe just stay away from this one. Though I think you can make a case for the under because both teams defensively sort of marry each other on their numbers. Their numbers are very high in the defensive efficiency charts. LSU fell off from that a little bit after Pinson got hurt in January. All of a sudden, the score line started getting higher, and they're on a pretty good overrun, actually, right now. I think it's 11 of the last 14 they've gone over. However, you mentioned Iowa State, really some problems offensively, which was a little surprising because for much of the season they looked somewhat competent there. The transfers came in nice for Otzelberger. Brockington was a real nice find out of Penn State, but they had a couple of those games, 36 points they scored against Oklahoma State, 41 against Texas Tech. So I almost think under might be the way to look here. You know, it's the high 120s. And we saw a lot of games, have trouble getting beyond the total yesterday. So I might be looking under here. I'd be a little afraid to go with either side here, especially LSU, a lot of volatility there with what's going on with the coaching thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised if that game is like 60 to 55 at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So now, in one of the afternoon games, 12:10 Pacific time, Bruce, Miami and USC have gone back and forth myself on this game too many times to have an opinion on it. But what do you think now that USC is laying 2.5 here?
Well, I think it's too much. And by the way, the ACC isn't looking all that bad here now. You know, we saw what North Carolina did yesterday. You saw what Notre Dame did the other night. Miami, I don't think, is all that bad. And once they sort of straightened out after November, they were very good. They also played very well away from Coral Gables this year. They've covered, 11 of their last 13 away from home. So they've traveled well. This is one of these older teams. A lot of these transfers here, I mean, Jim Larrañaga puts a lineup on the floor most nights that's older than what the Oklahoma City Thunder put on the floor. And the transfers have come in and done extremely well for them. One thing about USC, when Boogie Ellis doesn't hit threes, this offense starts to look really clunky and too much perimeter stuff. The big kid, DeMobley, plays a little bit too much out there in the perimeter. I don't think that can exploit Miami, where it's been a little bit soft in the middle on defense this year. But SC just seems to be so much in love with the perimeter stuff. They haven't looked good the last month and a half. Miami's looked better, and here the team that's looking better is the dog, just because of this anti-ACC thing, which I think is a lot of baloney. I don't think the ACC is that bad at all. Miami wins this thing, maybe over as well. High 139.5, 140. Over in Miami for sure in this one, I think.
Okay. How about the Notre Dame game? And are you concerned about the double overtime thriller and then the travel to San Diego and the short turnaround?
Yeah, I mean, that could, it looked like Indiana, though that didn't have overtimes the other night, looked a little flat against St. Mary's, though St. Mary's had something to do with it. So that is a little something to think about here. However, these teams, Notre Dame didn't get overly spent last week in Brooklyn. At this stage, you know, we saw UCLA last year win a game in overtime in the play-in round and then go all the way to the Final Four. Notre Dame, I think, has a chance to go into the second weekend here. Listen, Rutgers hit these deep threes, bank shots falling away to keep that game alive the other night. Notre Dame has got, again, sort of like Miami, early in the season, they lost some games in November. Blake Wesley, the freshman, had yet to really really assert himself at that point. They had to work Atkinson, the transfer from Yale, into the mix. By the time December came around, they were good enough to beat Kentucky. And they played extremely well, like Miami, away from home throughout the ACC. You've also got a four-year starter at point guard in Prentice Hub. Now, I know Alabama's ceiling is pretty high, but the floor is pretty low. If you can lose to Georgia, I mean, that means you're capable of some bad stuff. And that can always happen with these guys because they are so much in love with the three-pointer. Everything is from the outside, and they can have games like they had against Kentucky this year when they were 3-for-30 from deep. I don't trust Alabama. They've been a little bit too erratic for me. I think Notre Dame gets them. Maybe outright winner here. You can play this on the money line, too. And I think they got some hoops left in them. I think they're going to advance.
Will Chattanooga win outright?
This is another one that has a chance here today. This could be like the New Mexico State of yesterday. Big Ten, by the way, took a few hits in yesterday's action. And Chattanooga is built with Sousa, the big kid down on the blocks. I think they might have a matchup for Cockburn. The guards are dynamite. And, you know, DeSousa and Diggs, you've got two big guys down there for Chattanooga. The backcourt is dynamic. I think they've got a shot here. And this is a very live dog. And there's a little bit of magic about them, the way they won that SoCon tournament. With Malachi Smith hitting that shot at the end. I think Chattanooga is a definite worth a look here, and maybe have a little bit of fun on the money line with this one, too. You can play a money line with one or two of these dogs that really have a chance to win these games, just have some fun with it. This is one of them I might do that with.
Okay.
And what do you think of the Montana State-Texas Tech game?
Montana State ain't bad. Mm-hmm. Because unlike a lot of Big Sky teams, they have a post threat, the big kid. I call him the Gerald Govan of the Big Sky. Jubril Bailo, 6'9", power forward down in the blocks. He is really tough down there. He's like the Oscar Tshiebwe of the Big Sky. And Bishop, the transfer from point guard, the little guy from Kansas City, came over last year. But he's offered some really good leadership in the backcourt, very unflappable. So they're built a little bit better, and they balance the floor a little bit better than a lot of Big Sky teams because they have the big guy down on the blocks. I know Texas Tech is pretty good. All those transfers that they had to fit in there in Lubbock this year, and they've come around pretty good. But this is a pretty big price for a team that isn't going to play a super fast pace either. 15 looks like a lot to me. So this is another dog. I don't know if I, you know, unless you really go crazy on the money line thing with these guys, you can just play the plus 15 here and see how it goes with Montana State.
All right. Excellent job last week. Thanks for getting up early again, sir. Good luck to you.
Okay, kids. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Miami, Va Tech, Iowa State under, Notre Dame, Montana State, Chattanooga. Notre Dame money line. Sprinkle a little money line on Chattanooga as well.
I think Notre Dame Alabama is going to be a really good watch tonight. Has the chance to be fantastic for, you know, two plus hours.
Yes.
How about this? Let me throw something at you here. How about some alternate team total overs tonight for Arizona? If they get Wright State to go up and down the court.
Okay.
Over 92.5 is plus 146.
Okay.
Over 95.5 is plus 235. If you think they're going to score like 99 or 100, over 98.5 is plus 360.
There you go.
What do you think?
Good look. Yeah, why not?
I think they can get to 100.
The tempo was crazy in the Bryant game.
Oh, my good Lord. That's, was it ever?
Yeah. That was a fun watch.
And Arizona plays faster than Bryant.
All right, that prop. Good.
By a tick.
Yeah.
So
I thought Tennessee was going to get 100 the way they were going.
I think they could have scored 120 if they wanted to in that game.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Was
a
nuts.
Blowout. Yeah. They took it easy.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will recap our plays from yesterday and give you our in-pocket plays for today. Coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Quarterback was on coke. If his girlfriend was not.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games.
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
All right, here we go. Let's recap our plays from yesterday. South Dakota State +3 was no good. We talked about that game a lot and how we plan on getting off of that, though, and did a little bit. So that was a good move after, like, the narrative of nobody's on Providence. Yeah. We played the audio from Cooley. It made a lot of sense. Like, okay, this is too popular of a pick. And Providence now laying 3 against Richmond.
Good game. I like Providence.
Too short? I was going to say 3 again here.
They played well.
All right. So this parlay was Indiana in the play-in game with Michigan yesterday. That paid +160. That's a winner. Murray State +1.5. Never a sweat against San Francisco late last night. That was a winner.
There you go.
Maybe the easiest bet I will make, hopefully I'm wrong, but maybe the easiest bet I'll make all calendar year. Mountain West under 2 wins in the tournament +130. It's already a winner. That thing was cashed by 7:30 last night.
How about it?
Longwood +18.5. I blame you.
Sure.
That was a loser.
I'll take the blame.
I'm riding Kansas. If Kansas doesn't make the Final Four now, or the Elite Eight, after Iowa went down yesterday, over 2.5 wins +120. That's still obviously pending. A loser last night. The Panthers -135 was sitting there on the overnight, and then in the morning, that bad boy. Did you have that win loose? That moved all the way to 180, 185.
Yeah, I should have had that in there.
That's
right. I forgot about it.
A healthy 45-cent move. It came back down a little bit.
Yeah.
And they lost. Loser 5-3.
Yeah.
Okay, Colgate +9.5 back from Sunday against Wisconsin. And, again, you can bet this here in Nevada. Circa's also in Iowa and Colorado. Right out of the gate today, I'm going to bet Loyola, Chicago, Ohio State first score of 3 is +195.
Let's go. Huh?
Have some fun.
Let's go. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Instant gratification. 3 of the first 4, the 3-pointer came in. Well, it started well, and the fading the Mountain West angle was good, 3-0, but Memphis winner, Michigan winner. Michigan was very good because I came back with Michigan second half and in play. Colorado State was up 13. They were, I think, 8 of 15 from 3 in the first half. Michigan was 0 of 7.
Couldn't miss.
I go, this will not continue. And then it flipped. Will a 14, 15, or 16 win a game? No, plus money. St. Peter's, unbelievable. Went against Allen Boston. I thought the numbers favored UConn. Not the case. Great job by New Mexico State. And Allen Boston loved the Aggies in that game. Longwood, that dog had fleas. I felt that Tennessee was complaining too much about their seed. And I think they could do enough offensively to cover that big number. Everything went in. Everything. Bet Rivers, under 1.5 buzzer beaters for the tournament. Hammer that sucker. I'll get to the DraftKings thing in a second. Lowest combined point total, going over 97.5. UAB today, plus the points against Houston. Ohio State, that's moved. I took 1.5 against Loyola. And will a one seed win the title? No minus 130. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. They had that on the DraftKings app, and it was worded beautifully. So there's no shenanigans and no problems with the buzzer beater prop. Shot to give the team the win as time expires, leaving no opportunity for the opposition to inbound the ball. It was buzzer beating game winners in the first round. Yes, 3-1. Day one, buzzer beaters game winner on day one. Yes, was 6-1. That's worded beautifully on the app. Good job.
So there's no confusion then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. This email is from Chris Tanner, ftm@vsin.com. This is why March Madness is second behind the NFL playoffs to watch and bet on. Anyone can win in the tournament and great games to bet on, and anything can happen. It's way better than the college football playoffs with the same exact teams almost every single year, and we know who's going to win most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And blowouts, well,
You can't even, it's, the college football playoffs are, you can't even, it's not even in the same atmosphere.
No.
Stratosphere, I think, is the word I'm looking for.
Right.
As the tournament.
No.
Not even close.
And they still won't expand the playoff. Right. You just see it's night and day. Look at the difference.
Well, here's what has to happen, though, in college football. Like, it's got to be the balance of recruiting has to get spread out a little bit more.
Right. Kids are only going to the same. Top kids are only going
to
the same
right.
schools.
Exactly right. So until that happens, like, you could expand to 8. You're still probably going to have blowouts, and the top two teams will be the same teams every single year, or you know probably by October who they are. In college, Gonzaga was tested for 25 minutes yesterday. Kentucky loses outright.
Yeah.
This is a good tweet from Tripp. Based on the offensive set St. Peter's was running last night, if you took the names off the jerseys, you would have said the team in dark blue was the number two seed. Holloway had those guys drilled so well, he should get multiple offers from programs who need a coach. Again, look at what they were running compared to what Kentucky was running in the same game. Night and day. It's so lazy when people by default just say, Coach Calipari is awesome because he wins a lot of games. He is anything but an awesome coach. 8 years since the Final Four. He has one national title. That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
And I'm glad people in that state are calling that the most pathetic and embarrassing loss in the school's history yesterday.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Yeah.
He's had so many gutting, just losses that completely stab you as a Kentucky fan over the years. Yep.
I have been saying that for years, though, too, that you cover up the name on the jersey. You can't tell the difference. I mean, again, we went through this long stretch. I mean, once you expanded the field, it's in 1985, where I think it was only 5 or 6 15 seeds won for a long period of time. And now it's back-to-back years, and it was a while ago, but we had it once on the same date when Norfolk won and Lehigh. So, and we even had the 16 beat the 1 seed. We haven't forgot about hockey either. How about the kid for the Leafs did it again? Played well. Didn't have a shutout, but he only allowed 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this could be something. Imagine this is Bennington part 2.
Well, and that went over.
They're going crazy in Toronto if this kid can play the call-up.
Third period went over again.
32-3 run. Third period over Maple Leafs games. 1.5. Usually 220 is the juice, 210. And the Devils play an early game Saturday. 27 and four goal in the first 10 run. They played the Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
That should happen again. Devils are the early game Saturday.
Okay, so early on today on the college hoop slate, again, I have that prop bet on Loyola and Ohio State. You like Ohio State in that game. The other two games, I'm probably going to bet Jacksonville State and Montana State like first to 10 or first to 15. And I do have Yale at a bad number, plus 15.5 against Purdue. That's now up to 16.5 or 17. Those are early. Are you with, you're opposite of Bruce. You like USC. He made a case for Miami there.
Yeah. The other thing, too, with Ohio State, it's similar to the South Dakota State thing. I mean, I think too many people are on Loyola, but I don't think it's a great team. I mean, they were the four seed in the Missouri Valley tournament.
Okay.
They did not play well down the stretch. They were great in the semifinal game against Northern Iowa, but I think it's too trendy of a pick. And I'll hold my nose and take the Buckeyes.
How about in the St. Mary's UCLA match tomorrow? It's 127. I know that's a low total, but man, that game could be 58-53.
Yeah, they're 338 in tempo, St. Mary's. Ooh, mama.
And they play
UCLA's 258.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a good one. That's a good call.
Neither team will get up and run.
Yeah.
And they play good defense on top of it. That's actually, to me, that might be my favorite game to watch tomorrow. Well, Gonzaga-Memphis I find intriguing.
Yeah, that's the late game. 3-1 seeds are in action on Saturday. And they both start the day. And this is, remember this? People forget about this. Ooh, since when they went to the TV deal with the True TV and everything,
uh-huh.
Man, are the games staggered on the weekends. North Carolina-Baylor is a standalone. So is Creighton-Kansas. You don't have games going on at the same time till 3:00.
Oh, I know.
Pacific.
Yep.
How things have changed.
Think of watching the games on the East Coast. You have to wait until 6:00 to get a couple of games going,
yep,
at the same time.
Two standalones to start. Michigan-Tennessee at 2:00. Richmond-Providence at 3:00. St. Mary's-UCLA at 4:00. Huh.
Oh.
You're going back. I mean, remember when you had to get the package. Guy had a good tweet about it. It was $40. It was the best deal going.
Sure.
But it's like they would play all four games at the same time.
I'll give you one more. This is a little hardcore. It's on Sunday in the NIT. It's the first time, a guy went back and looked, it's the first time in the history of the KenPom numbers that the two teams with the slowest tempo in the entire country are playing.
Yeah, okay.
North Texas plays Virginia. You want to guess the total?
Oh, 109.
110.5.
You're kidding.
So.
Wow.
You need, 55-54.
Which
you can absolutely land.
Yeah. And they were playing. The game was late against Louisiana Tech in the tournament game, and it was like in the 30s. The North Texas.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, who wins the whole thing right now? Day two. You want to take any guesses? I'd say give me a dartboard and give me three drinks. I'll start throwing the darts.
It's wide open.
Nobody has any idea. Nobody knows anything about the tournament.
No.
Who's going to win this whole thing?
No.
It's nuts every single year. All right, we'll see you Monday. Good luck this weekend.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah.
Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf-Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.